So Warren, tell me, what are naphthenic acids and what's the problem with them?
So naphthenic acids originate from the bitumen. They're actually native to the bitumen. And when we add water to the oil stands to remove the bitumen, some of these compounds dissolve into the water, which is a good thing and a negative thing. The good part about it is that the naphthenic acids are like soap. So they actually, when we reuse the water and recycle the water and over again, they help our extraction efficiency by providing like a soap type property, which washes the bitumen from the sand grain. However, when we get into our aquatic reclamation, we are going to have to remove them from the water because they do have an acute toxicity to aquatic life. So, and that's where the petroleum coke has application for us, because they do absorb. If we mix the coke with the water, the compounds move from the water onto the surface of the coke and detoxify the water and make it suitable to support aquatic life.
And what is coke?
Coke is a byproduct of the upgrading operation. So what we do is when we feed bitumen to our upgrader, the coking process is actually removing the carbon. So when we convert it to a flue-type oil, we have to take the carbon out. So the petroleum coke, actually, when it comes out of our upgrader, it looks just like a charcoal. It's black charcoal. And we mix it with water, the coke, and pipeline it to its storage location for storage into the future, as required by regulations.
So essentially what you're doing with the coke is using it like a giant charcoal filter, is that correct?
Exactly. The whole treatment concept is the exact same as a Brita water filter a person would have at home in their refrigerator.
So what are the engineering difficulties that you have to do in order to build something this big?
It's a whole problem of scale up. The next level of research will be to test it at a much larger scale than in the laboratory. So we will be doing a pilot program with this where we'll be building dikes and putting the coke into a storage area with drains, so the water will flow through the coke and come out the bottom. And some of the things that we're going to be looking at is how big the dikes need to be to contain the coke, as well as how many weeping tile type pipes have to be placed at the bottom of the coke bed to make sure that the water flows out and can be drained and collected in an efficient manner.
And what is the quality of the water when it comes out at the end?
The quality is very good. Most of the compounds that are in the water are removed, and our objective is to produce a water quality that will support freshwater aquatic life.
And the coke itself, if it's been used as a filter, that means it's absorbed the toxic materials. What happens to the coke?
What happens is the materials that come out of the water stick onto the surface of the coke, and then they're contained. So they actually just become part of the coke. So they're there permanently, and it's just onto the surface of the coke and will be part of the coke management strategy.
So when you say it's contained, do you have to contain it in buildings or what?
The petroleum coke we produce, the government requires us to store that in dedicated storage areas, because it is a fuel source. So for future generations, it's necessary that we store that. So in the future, generations down the road can use it as a fuel source if necessary.
Why don't we use that as a fuel source now?
So the main issue with using it today is the petroleum coke does contain about 7% sulfur. So if it's used today, it's burnt, you're going to be making it sulfur dioxide. And currently there's a lot of coal that's available in Alberta that contains very low sulfur. So the emphasis is for industries to use low sulfur coal. But in the future, as scrubbing technologies become available, it is viable that our petroleum coke could be used for a fuel source.
Now, you have an aquarium out the front that relates to your research. What are you learning from this aquarium?
The aquarium is just to demonstrate to people that the water that we've treated so far does support aquatic life, and it's just for demonstration purposes, the tank. And we have goldfish in there, and they appear to be doing very, very well.
This research that you're doing in terms of the filtration, are other people looking at what you're doing to see how well it's going to work?
Yeah, there's a lot of subsequent studies going on at the University of Alberta by graduate students, and they're looking at different different aspects of how we can use the coke to treat water. For example, one thing would be on activating the material, so you could use less material to treat a given amount of water. Right now, at Syncrude's operation, we're using it at around 22% weight was what we're slurrying it at. So one of the things is, could we use less of the material to treat water? And that's a big research topic at the University of Alberta right now in the groups that are looking at that.
So how long do you think it'll be before we actually see this in practice?
It's hard to say, but we do have opportunities now with our aquatic reclamation, which we really want to move forward on. So it is dependent on how the field programs, the pilot programs go in the future, but it is conceivable in a few years it could be possible.
Thank you very much, Warren.
Thank you.